Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Thank you for continuing to trek along with me. Today is Thursday, September 26th, and we are in Isaiah chapter 40 today. Remember, we're doing an Old Testament overview, and so we want to read a little section from the prophet. According to the study notes in the New American Standard Bible, Isaiah is a book that unveils with full dimensions God's judgment and his salvation. God is the Holy One of Israel who punishes his rebellious people, but afterwards redeems them. In this passage, three voices are mentioned, each showing how comfort from the Lord will come. As I'm reading, I want you to think about which verse sticks out to you. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed, that she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. And let the rough ground become a plain, and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, call out. Then he answered, what shall I call out? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Get yourself up on a high mountain, O Zion, bearer of good news. Lift up your voice mightily, O Jerusalem, bearer of good news. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with might, with his arm ruling for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arms, he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens by the span and calculated the dust of the earth by the measure and weighed the mountains in the balance? And the hills in a pair of scales. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has informed him? With whom did he consult, and who gave him understanding? And who taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and informed him of the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are regarded as a speck of dust on the scales. Behold, he lifts up the islands like fine dust. Even Lebanon is not enough to burn, nor its beast enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are regarded by him as less than nothing and meaningless. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare with him? As for the idol, a craftsman cast it. A goldsmith plates it with gold, and a silversmith fashions chains of silver. He who is too impoverished for such an offering selects a tree that does not rot. He seeks out for himself a skillful craftsman to prepare an idol that will not totter. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been declared to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. Who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He it is who reduces rulers to nothing, who makes the judges of the earth meaningless. Scarcely have they been planted. Scarcely have they been sown. Scarcely has their stock taken root in the earth. But he merely blows on them, and they wither, and the storm carries them away like stubble. To whom, then, will you liken me, that I would be his equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars, the one who leads forth their host by number. He calls them all by name. Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. What verses stuck out to you? One of the verses that stuck out for me was verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. And then verse 11. Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arms, he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes. Oftentimes, God is referred to as a shepherd. This is such a tender image about him holding us close to his chest, securing us in his arms, protecting and loving and comforting us. The passage ends with more detail about God's character. Look at verse 28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. And so let us pray to the God who is always there. He is the everlasting God. He is the creator of all the earth. Father, we are comforted that you do not grow tired or weary, that you are our shepherd, and that your word stands forever. And this means that if our parents and grandparents and great-grands and ancestors followed you, they've been reading these same words and gaining encouragement from them. Your word and your understanding are inscrutable. They're mysterious. We are unable to fully understand who you are, but we know that you give strength to the weary and that you are all-powerful. You invigorate us and you help us. And so, Lord, we wait for you in these moments and we lift to you the concerns of our hearts. We lift to you those who are working for good causes around the world. We lift to you those who have no work to do today. We lift to you the elderly who may think that their purposes are few. And we lift to you the young. Lord, would you lead them as a shepherd in paths of righteousness? We seek your presence and your power in our midst today. And we offer this prayer in the powerful name of Jesus, our Lord, who renews our strength. Amen.